Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Quarter, and we also have some prizes that we'll be giving out as well tonight. So a lot to go on with tonight's program. Also, our guests this evening will include Northwest Women's Head Basketball Coach Michael Smith, along with Northwest Men's Basketball Coach Ben McCullum. Our standard athletes this week, Women's Basketball Player Monique Stevens, along with Men's Player Tyler Funk. And again, we'll be talking basketball throughout this program. A reminder, too, that support for the Bearcat Coaches Show comes your way from the student body, Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus in the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. And again, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the wait staff here for all the work throughout this evening. And Matt, it's been another one of those weeks, a lot of things going on, and as we talk about basketball, a couple big games last night out at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, a lot more even with just a few games left in the regular season schedule, those few games are going to be important for both basketball teams, so it feels like there's a lot more basketball because of the importance of those games. And of course, the MIAA tournament right around, baseball and softball in action, tennis is going to start this weekend as well. So, yeah, it's that crossover time where it seems hectic, but, you know, it just seems like if you're an athletics fan, a Bearcat athletics fan, there's a lot for you to take in and follow this time of year.
When you talk about a crossover with all the sports underway right now, I think we had all four seasons of weather today in just one day here. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's set up situations like, for instance, with baseball. You've got Northwest Missouri playing Nebraska Kearney in Coffeyville, Kansas. So if you can follow the scheduling because of, you know, weather and field conditions and things like that, you know, softball gets to go to Minnesota, which you wouldn't think is normal for this time of year in softball, but St. Cloud has got a bubble, so they'll be able to play inside. So, yeah, it's battle the weather for the spring sports right now, but with basketball, like Coach McCullum says, it's always 72 in the gym.
And one thing we'll talk about with basketball with the men, too, the regional rankings came out, the first regional ranking of the season in the Northwest men in that number four position.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked a little bit last night out, if you look at those top six positions, really, for right now, it kind of doesn't matter because all those teams are within a game. Now, what that does is it sets up some important games for all of those teams, obviously, here over the next couple of weeks. But the thing is anything can happen. You know, you could see the team that's sixth this week end up as the top seed and hosting the region. So there's still a lot to be decided, even though there's just conference tournaments and a few regular season games left.
Now, again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we have a number of giveaways for tonight. And we'll do this much like we did last week. You might check underneath your tables here at Carson's, and there'll be a number attached to underneath the table. If there's a number under your table, come over and see Darren over to our left, and he'll have a giveaway that matches up with that particular number. So kind of reach down underneath your table to see if you're a winner this evening and get a giveaway here from the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. So I mentioned we've got a good show on hand for tonight, a lot of good guests, and our first one up will be Northwest Women's Basketball Player Monique Stevens. She'll be joining us right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW. As mentioned earlier, it's going to be some basketball talk tonight, and we're going to get that started on the women's side for Northwest Missouri State as the point guard, a senior point guard for Northwest, Monique Stevens, joining us tonight. Monique had a chance to get back on the floor after some time off last night. I know the loss was a little bit frustrating, but as you guys have gotten to this point of the season, you've got something to play for, trying to get positioning into that MIAA tournament. Is last few games typically kind of an exciting part of the season as you do look to position yourself for postseason play?
Yeah, well, we really want to position ourselves well for the MIAA tournament. Really want to try and get a home seed. You know, be nice to play back in Bearcat Arena for another game. So these last couple of games are really crucial for us.
Talk about the experience of this year. I know getting a new coach and things like that has been a big part of it. Things like that. It is your senior season, and there have been some ups and downs, but it looked like, especially during that winning streak you guys had, that the last part of the season you've had more fun playing basketball. Has that been the case?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of noticed that things are clicking in our offense and our defense, and we're just trying to go with it, you know, stick with it and ride it out and see how many wins we can get with it.
When you get opportunities like this time of year where you're playing teams a second time, you've already seen them once this year, does it make it a little bit easier to prepare? What's the second time around like compared to that first meeting?
Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's harder. They scout you again, obviously. They've seen all your offense, so you know it's about putting in new stuff. And but we also get to see their stuff as well, so it's nice that we already have an idea of what they want to do.
We've been wondering, with the regular season coming to an end, you guys have had back-to-back overtime games. I guess you just want to play extra basketball this time of year.
Yeah, anyone would think that with the amount of overtime games that we've had this year. It's just really tough. You know, we need to try and grind it out in the regulation time and see if we can pull away some wins.
Talk about your journey to Northwest. I mean, obviously coming out of Australia, mileage-wise, it's been a long journey, but how did you go from playing basketball in Australia to end up here in Maryville?
I was looking at a couple of schools in the South, and they kind of wanted me to redshirt or, like, walk onto their teams, and, you know, one coach was like, I'm not sure if, like, you'll get to play or anything. He's just trying to be honest with me, and I kind of didn't want to do that, and I'd heard about a junior college coming over to recruit, and went to their camp and met them. They loved me, even though I was really small, so I stayed in contact with them, and right when I finished high school, I signed with them.
Talk about just basketball in Australia in general. You know, people have an idea of what it's like here. Obviously, people get crazy about basketball here. What's it compared to here? What's it like in Australia?
It's a lot slower. The game's really a lot slower in Australia. It's all about plays and not really running the floor as much in transition. So obviously adjusting to a faster game at college was the biggest thing for me. We also don't have high school and college basketball. So it's all about playing with your club team, your home team. It's kind of like AAU. A lot of people play that in the summer, so it's very similar to that back home.
What about the popularity of it? I mean, what you'd think without high school and college ball, it might not be as popular, but what's the popularity like there?
It's still pretty popular. Obviously, it competes with Australian sports like Australian football and netball, and the cricket. It competes with that as well. So, I mean, it's still very popular. We have very good women's league and men's league that's improving, so it's still very popular.
Yeah, I would think with cricket lasts sometimes up to a month, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One game, or basketball be a little tough to play that long.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have as many options or whatnot, what do you do to improve your skills to be able to get to a position where you can play for a college team in America?
There's a lot of programs that you can go through. I went through the Vic Country State program and started at under 14s, and I went up all the way to 20s. So it's like going away on weekend camps and, you know, trying out for state teams, and it's going to just a lot of stuff, a lot of traveling actually to go and improve your skills. And then you have identified coaches that are specializing with you once a week and stuff like that.
What are kind of the plans? We mentioned you're a senior. Plan on heading back to Australia? Are you going to stay in America? What's the plans after you're done here at Northwest?
I'm going to graduate, and I'm really excited about it. And then I hope to play overseas. I've had a couple of options over in Australia to play, and I really am looking into doing that. Eventually, I want to go to Europe and play. I think that would be an amazing experience, and I love to travel, and I love to play, so why not put them together?
Now, Mom and Dad's over there, right?
Yes, and Mom and Dad.
Have they made the trip up here before, or is this the first time they've had the chance to get up here?
Dad came for a visit, an official visit to Northwest last year, but Mom hasn't seen Maryville, so they're both in town.
And it's summertime down there now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so welcome to winter in Northwest Missouri, especially today. At least they get a taste of all the seasons in one day, right?
Yeah, they didn't want to leave the house today when it was snowing.
Well, neither did we, and we live in this stuff, so don't worry about that. Well, that's cool that they've had the opportunity to travel up here. How long are they up here?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So they'll be able to basically catch the end of the regular season?
Yeah.
The rest of it?
Yeah.
Talk about the next 2 weeks and kind of the focus you guys need to take as you try to position for postseason play.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things you want to see the team do? Are you taking it still one game at a time, or is there kind of a broader focus right now?
I think we should always just take it one game at a time. And, you know, when we had our winning streak, we were really focusing in on defense, and that's what won us our games. So I think we just need to refocus on our defense and get back to that. And, you know, just keep the game low and, like, low numbers so we can get up there and win that game.
Last night, you guys had just 6 turnovers in the game. I know that's been one area of struggle, but you did a great job with it last night. What was one of the keys to being able to take care of the basketball against Lindenwood?
I think it helped that they were trying to sag in on our posts, but you know, we're not trying to force passes. You know, the post pass wasn't there, so we had to move the ball around and just not try and force everything.
How's the ankle feeling? I know it's kind of a little bit sore. Are we going to be ready to go for Saturday?
Yeah, it's a little bit sore, but my trainers are taking care of me. They're working overtime on me, you know, massage, ice, stem, all of that. So I'll be ready to go Saturday.
They do a heck of a job, don't they?
Well, they're amazing.
Yeah. All right, Monique. Well, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully we'll get to see some extra basketball in the MIAA tournament.
Thank you for having me.
That's Monique Stevens. She is a senior guard for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And when we come back, we'll continue talking women's basketball. We'll be joined by Michael Smith, the head coach of the Bearcats. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show, talking basketball this evening with the latter part of the regular season coming up. Just three games left on the regular season schedule. As we've mentioned, anytime you come down to Carson's, you've got an opportunity to win some prizes from the student body. And we've given away several things tonight. Brian Schieber, a winner tonight. Now, it may not be him. It might be across the table there, but he's gotten credit for it anyway. It's yours. And Cooper Smith, a winner tonight, too. He gets some Bearcat swag as well. I don't know if he's hiding something. Somebody you know, Coach Smith, right?
Yeah.
Coach Michael Smith joining us, the women's basketball coach in Northwest Missouri State. Coach, last couple of games, couple of overtime games, I know the results have been a little bit frustrating with those losses, coming off that four-game winning streak, but what have you seen this last week? What are some of the things that the team is doing now that the next three games you got to work on?
Well, as you mentioned, it has been a tough couple to go down to Missouri Southern last week, you know, and really, you know, led for about 38 minutes of that basketball game and then got away from us. And, you know, in some key areas that you and I have talked about throughout the year, you know, turnovers was an issue, as it has been, and as well as second chance points, which we knew that would against a good and physical Missouri Southern team. And then having a weekend off, you know, we're not having a game on Saturday. We actually practice on Saturday, and that's when Monique went down with the ankle injury about halfway through practice. So we had to cut practice pretty much short because she's our point guard.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
So we tried to do some other things. We took Sunday off, and then Monday and Tuesday, Monique couldn't practice with us because of the ankle. And I have to give a good shout out to our athletic training staff. I tell you, they have worked overtime to get Monique back. And so she went from Saturday till game time. It was the first time she really laced him up and did that. So we really didn't know what to expect, but I think she played about 36, 37 minutes for us, and I kept asking her, "Are you good?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I'm not going to ask you anymore. You just tell me. You just tell me if you can't go anymore, you know." And but it was a tough one, you know, yesterday. And obviously, waking up on game day, you think, "Okay, Monique's back. Everybody's good to go." And then I get a phone call about 11 a.m. from Shelby, and she's just sick. And
yeah.
I said, "Well, I don't want you around the team because we don't want to take a chance of you know, giving it to anybody else." So we made the change at game time, you know, at pregame as far as doing that. So it caused a little niche in things, but I'd like to think that it wasn't because, you know, the outcome of our game wasn't because of, you know, our starting center not being in uniform with us. So it was a tough one to swallow last night. It really was, because there was a lot of importance riding on that game. And obviously, being in Bearcat Arena, you know, we always look forward to playing in front of the home crowd, and I just felt like that we didn't give our fans exactly what they deserved to see last night.
One of the things that you mentioned at Missouri Southern in previous games, turnovers were a concern, but last night they did a tremendous job with just six turnovers. What did you see looking back at that had them taking care of the basketball last night?
Well, it's pretty similar like what Monique said. I talked to them. I'm good friends with the Lindenwood coach, and talked to him after the game and just asked him what the game plan was, and he said, "Well, we knew we were going to have a hard time guarding your post." They obviously prepped for Shelby and Annie. Annie's a load. There's no doubt about that. And we were going to make you guys shoot it from the outside and try to beat us. So they allowed our passes to go around the perimeter. Unfortunately, we didn't quite shoot near our percentage on average for the season. Would have, if we had, we would have walked away with a pretty easy victory. But that's why you play the games, you know. Our kids got to be ready to step up and make big shots, especially under pressure situations. And you know, we shot the ball too quick at times last night, and probably didn't share the wealth as far as passing the ball around enough. You know, unfortunately, we dug ourselves a hole there. And in the second half, our kids fought back. We threw on a little four-court press. We've never worked on it in practice. Our kids executed it. We took the lead, and then, you know, got it to overtime and let them hit a couple of big threes. Again, that was on the scout, and, boy, they just kind of took over, and it was hard for us to. Annie fouls out.
Yeah. You know, that was really a big blow to us in overtime with Annie fouling out. But, you know, again, it was just not taking care of the basketball, not being focused, and not having that, that killer instinct as far as wanting to take care of business, because we would have locked in a conference spot, tournament spot last night with that win.
You talk about Annie Matthews. Before the game last night, you mentioned when you knew Shelby was out, somebody was going to have to step up. Annie, a lot of minutes, 42 minutes in the game, one shy of a career high in scoring. You know, if you do have Shelby, she probably doesn't foul out because she doesn't have to play that many minutes.
Right,
but
right.
I really thought she stepped up her game to try to fill some of that void.
You know, you got to give Lindenwood a lot of credit. They double-teamed and triple-teamed her a lot, sagged in on her in the first half. And I felt like, you know, Annie as well as our team made some adjustments to get Annie more the opportunities, more touches in the second half. And I think she had 5 in the first half and had ended up with 20.
Yeah.
You know, so that says a lot right there. But we really struggled with it. Moving Annie from the 4 to the 5, we really struggled getting quality production out of the 4 spot last night. We really did in a lot of ways. And so, you know, that's just about, you know, I told our kids this is giving somebody an opportunity to step up. And I just felt like we didn't really take advantage of that last night from that key, I guess I wouldn't say injury, but with the sickness of Shelby.
One thing that did happen last night is even with the loss, you really didn't lose a lot of ground. You saw other teams around you lose last night as well. So you just got one fewer game, but you still got some opportunities in front of you to get that potential host starting Saturday with Missouri West.
We still control it. You know, we do. And, you know, as you mentioned, yeah, it would have been nice if we'd got that win because everybody, we wanted the lose lost. So it would have knocked us up to the 7th spot from the tiebreaker situation last night. But it could have, should have, would have. We didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I say that a lot. And so, yeah, we got to continue to take it, you know, with Missouri Western on Saturday. You know, we're excited about going to play there with, you know, Missouri Western women right now are playing just to get that 12th seed. You know, this is probably a must-win for them. They look on their schedule to do that. They got beat at Lincoln last night, which I know that would have been a tough one to swallow, being the head coach.
Yeah.
You know, so they're always, and obviously with the Northwest-Mo-West rivalry, you know, you can't say enough. I just really hope that we get a big fan support out there at in St. Joe on Saturday. I know that. I think that we've got 100 tickets, student tickets to give away there at the will call booth. They just got to show their Northwest ID, you know, in St. Joe. So I know our athletic department's done a great job of trying to promote it to get more people to make the short drive down, you know, to attend the game. And we're hoping that a lot of people show up in Bearcat Green there on Saturday.
And that's something with it being an afternoon game. I know this is a first for you from Northwest standpoint, but it seems like we've always had evening games over there. So
that's what I thought.
Yeah. So the change, it'll be interesting to see if it helps or hurts the crowd. You really never know until game time, I guess.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, as long as the weather's good, hopefully people will get in their car and drive down and watch a couple of good basketball games. You know, obviously, you know, our men are having a great year right now. I've enjoyed watching our men and the success and the, you know, the bonding that they have endured as a team, you know, since I've been hired. And obviously Coach Mack, you know, he and I, our offices are on different levels, but we talk every day. It's been great. You know, he usually comes down, and he came down today. I don't think he quite liked what he was hearing because he knew I was in a bad mood with watching film and everything. But it's always good to, you know, rub ideas off him and vice versa. It's been a good working relationship.
As fans of basketball, we have a tendency to, you know, at the end of the year, look at conference races for the championship, and those are exciting games and see those matchups. But when you talk about positioning yourself for the tournament, possibly getting a home game, you mentioned Missouri Western trying to fight their way into the tournament, things like that. From a team and coach's standpoint, even though it's not for a conference championship, I would guess that keeps the excitement level there for the team because you do have something to play for.
I would like to think so. I know from a coaching staff we do. We're more excited about this final three regular season game run than we were, you know, anytime, because we do have something to play for. You know, I've mentioned even to our players that, you know, I think there's been the last 4 NCAA teams, tournament teams on the women's side. Obviously, the one team was with all, you know, was just unbelievable with the GA, of the volleyball GA, et cetera,
that
happened. But the other 3, the women's team on the Northwest side, won the tournament.
Yeah. They didn't go in as the one, the two, or the three seed, or the four seed. They went in as a mid-range seed, played their way into the tournament, and got hot at the right time, and went to the NCAA tournament. So, you know, the best thing is it's been done.
Yeah.
It's been done, and it could be done again.
I think even one of those years, they might have been an eighth seed in the NCAA tournament.
I think you're right.
And came through to win it. So
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So
getting in is a it's a big step. It really is.
It is. You know, and being able to play down in Kansas City Municipal Auditorium, it's I've had been able to do that in my previous job, and so it is a special time. And postseason, it's anybody's game. You're on a neutral floor, and it's a whole lot of fun, and I really hope our kids get to experience it this year.
Missouri Western, X's and O's, this is game two against them. What are we looking for on Saturday?
Well, you know, I've been watching them on film all day, and they're playing about the same way they were. They're going to be aggressive defensively, try to make you turn it over a lot. They've struggled scoring this year. That hasn't been a secret. So hopefully, if we can, the key for us is going to be our turnovers, and it's going to be second chance points. I mean, they're probably going to get a lot of offensive rebounds. They're just very aggressive to do that. We're going to have to do a good job boxing out, but the key is not letting those offensive rebounds convert into second chance points against Missouri Western is going to be the key for us.
And you would hope, I know it was somewhat of a game plan thing, but hopefully maybe some momentum on turnovers will carry over. They see what it feels like to take care of the basketball and get those extra opportunities.
Well, that's the thing is, you mentioned last night, I mean, we turned the ball over only six times, where in comparison, usually it's 20 plus. I mean, it gives us 14, 15 more opportunities to score points. I mean, we took too many shots last night, I thought.
Yeah.
I think like 74 attempts. But I look at it and I go, well, is it because we forced shots or we didn't turn it over 20 times, So it's amazing the positives that you can get out of that if you don't turn the ball over, because you put yourself in a position to score more points, take more shots, as long as they're good shots. So I just hope we hadn't been used to that. I hate to say it, but we just haven't, because our problem's turning the ball over.
I know we've talked, too, that we've seen many games this year where we've seen some really good basketball out of the team for stretches of, 4 or 5 minutes, something like that. But just trying to get as close to 40 minutes of that good basketball that we have seen out of this team.
I was pleased with our start last night. I mean, come out, got some big steals, got some transition layups, hit some threes to start with, and made them call a couple timeouts there in the first 10 minutes of the first half, and I thought, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. But it's MIAA. Everybody's fighting for something right now, and we just got to learn to, withstand that, continue to keep it up, especially when you're playing at home.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for stopping by, and can't wait to talk to you in St. Joseph.
Yeah, we're hoping everybody shows up. I tell you, we're excited about playing in St. Joe on Saturday.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, they match up against the Griffins, a Saturday afternoon matchup down in St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse. So we'll take a timeout here from Carson's in downtown Maryville. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandMoRealEstate.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue on at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And coach, back on the winning track last night with the win over Lindenwood out of Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, it was nice to get a win, obviously against anybody at that point after we had gone down to Southern, didn't play overly well. I felt like we had a good week of practice. We came out in the game, had a little slippage to start. When you have a week off, especially in basketball, your timing is a little bit off. And so you saw a few missed layups, a few just mishandled balls, you know, just kind of random things that happen throughout a game. And we corrected it for streaks, you know, for 5-10 minute periods, and then kind of went back into that slippage mode. But all in all, we got the win, and we learned from it, and now it's time to get better from it.
Well, yeah, Lindenwood comes in with their game plan. It's a very tough game plan to really get a lot of, a flow to a game with the way they play. And how much of a factor did that play into last night's game for you?
I think it does some. They beat you up on those screens, and they try to control tempo just to keep themselves in games. I don't know that really helps. It makes the game close, but they don't win. And so I don't know that I totally agree with the style. I can understand controlling tempo a little bit to an extent, but it can muddy the game up. It can make it ugly, and it can kind of keep the game, I guess, fairly close and make you miss a few shots that you wouldn't normally miss. I mean, their defensive three-point field goal percentage is number one in the conference, and they really don't guard you at the three-point line, which is the strangest thing in the world. They don't even guard you. And I think that's because they give you such early average shots that teams continue to take them. And then when you've got the shots, the driving kicks, now all of a sudden we can't hit those because you've lost your confidence from taking just perimeter pass threes because they don't guard you. They literally will just let you shoot.
And it looks like when you go on defense against a team like Lindenwood, you've got to be prepared to play throughout the entire shot clock there and be very patient on defense with them.
They test your toughness and your concentration. I thought it was really good. I thought we defensively we were excellent. I think the first half was around 30%. We forced them. And that was with them hitting a few shots that on some rotation things or a few loose ball shots, and they were able to get it off. So I thought we were good there. I thought offensively made a little run. Probably about the 5-minute mark, hit a couple shots and were able to open it up a little bit. And then at that point, we just kind of coasted in.
Yeah, I think, though, the important thing with that, after he got to a double-digit lead and held that double-digit lead for most of the rest of the game, never allowed them to really get back into the ball game at all. And you were able to keep a focus from that standpoint of things a bit.
We did. Part of it was we were just better that night. We were just a better team. We kind of overpowered him. I thought we played okay. Hit enough shots, did enough things. I thought even early on we actually had probably better shots than we did in the second half. We just didn't knock them down. And in the second half, everything just kind of opened up a little bit. We started going into Dylan. I challenged him at halftime, He competed like a first team all conference kid, and that's what he needs to do more consistently is play at that high level and play with no excuses, with no explanations, and just go fight a little bit.
Seems like the thing for Dylan right now, and it seems like as the season's gone along, we see more of that where they're trying to be very physical with him inside with the double teams and things where he's getting a lot of contact when the ball goes into him.
He is. But that's part of being a post player. I told him that. I think it was at Southern, and I said, if you want calls called for you, or you don't want to draw that type of physicality, that type of attention, then don't be Dylan Starzl. Don't be the best post player. So that's kind of comes with the territory, and you can sit there and pout about it and say, oh, they're being physical, they're fouling me, or you can adjust to it and just go right through people. And I thought last night he just You know, you can foul me all you want. I'm still going to go make it, and I'm still going to catch it wherever I want to. And that's what he needs to do. He needs to play with that kind of toughness, and he will. He made the adjustment today in practice. He was much better. He made the adjustment in the second half. Hopefully we carry that, some of that into the postseason and throughout these next three games.
Talked a little bit about this last night, but again, I think a guy that really gave you a lift off the bench, and he does this really every game from that standpoint as well, but Grant Kozak came out, got some points early in the ball game, and did a lot of good things both on offense and defense last night.
He did. He came ready. And right away, we went right into him, and he dropped that little hook shot in, and he got pretty fired up, competed defensively, played with some energy, and he's a good basketball player. I still think he's only scratched the surface as to what he can be. Again, it's the same theory with him, as those guys get pretty beat up down there, but you know, when you have the post players that we have, people are naturally going to come at you and try to, outdo you, because we've got really good post players, probably the best in the conference. And they need to accept that challenge every game rather than, oh, it's not fair because they're fouling us, or it's not fair because of that. You know, all those are excuses, and you're not going to get anywhere making excuses.
I think a guy that we don't talk enough about is Kyle Slake. And last night, I thought in the second half, there was a period of time where he really was going to the boards hard and doing some things, especially in the second half there toward the end of the ballgame, that helped you as well.
He did. You know, that first half, I think we took him out at the two-minute mark, at 18 minutes. And he didn't play the entire first half after that. And the second half, we always start him. Well, he came out and he let us know through his actions that he needed to play. and he let us know quick. And so he got to play more consistently in that second half. But that's the kind of attitude Kyle has. I mean, as far as an attitude goes and consistency goes, he has as good of attitude as anybody we have. I mean, he's just the same guy every day, same good mood, the same toughness, the same physicality, just everything about him, you know, screams consistency, and that just showed last night in that second half.
And one thing, too, that, and winning obviously helps us an awful lot, too, with chemistry of a team, but the thing that really impresses me about your team is how well the players accept the various roles that they have that they bring out onto the floor.
They do, and it's tough, because we have probably 9 guys that could start for pretty close to every program in the conference, and they can't do that here. So, but they can be a part of something bigger than themselves. And you know, looking back, that's more important than, going out statistically, being great. And because they could play for a bad team, they could play Northwest, and then they could be beat by 20 and have their numbers and play a little bit. But I can promise you this, we'd be a lot less happy doing that than accepting less minutes. But our guys do a pretty good job of accepting that, and accepting their roles and their strengths and weaknesses and things of that nature. And as the season progresses and it gets into the postseason, especially for seniors, it's going to become more and more difficult because they really want to be out there and they really want to do that. But what they need to do and understand is, I have to do my role as good as I can possibly do it and accept the results of that. But we've done that all year, and I expect to do that throughout these last three games.
What do you do to get that point across? Is that something you start off with, even in the off season, to try to build to the point where that's the mentality that they need to have for a season?
Yeah, you first off, you recruit good kids, number one. And then number two, I found that number one, being honest with kids and telling them their strengths, telling them what to do rather than what not to do, generally helps a lot more. If you say, hey, don't do that, don't take that shot, don't do that, don't do this, and all of a sudden, well, what can I do? And they don't ever understand what they can do. So you embrace the things that you can do and focus on those strengths rather than your weaknesses, and you start to embrace those roles, and our kids do a good job of that.
One guy that I think that does a good job out of that guard spot, Deshaun Cooper, it seems like he has a way of knowing when he needs to get some points, and other times when it's better for him to distribute the ball around. It seems like he has a knack and a sense of what needs to be done in a game.
Yeah, and I think the difference you're seeing in him from his junior year and that year sitting out is he's always wanted to win. Now that's all he wants to do. And I think he's eliminated some of that ego. You know, he always wanted to win when he was a junior. But it'd be nice to score a few points, too. Well, now it's more, I just kind of want to win. You know, I mean, he wasn't, you know, last night he probably played as bad a game as he played all year. And, yeah, he's happy with the win. He's disappointed in himself, happy with the win. I remember the Lincoln game when he had 7 points and 6 turnovers. And I can remember Scott Fleming actually came to that game, and he goes, man, Cooper played well. And I go, he had 7 points and 6 turnovers. He had as many turnovers as points. How did he play well? He said, well, you can just see in his body language, he just wants to win. And he makes decisions to win. And you know, he made a great point. I think that's the change that you've seen from his junior season is that emphasis on winning.
Dan, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, and we'll come back from this break. We'll talk with Ben about the upcoming weekend, a big matchup coming up Saturday afternoon at St. Joseph with Missouri Western. That's coming up as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Again, we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, and joined with the head coach of the Bearcat men, Ben McCollum. And Ben, just like the women, the Northwest men face the Missouri Western Saturday afternoon down in St. Joseph. And second meeting of the season with the Griffins. And just talk about the meeting number two here.
Well, they're a lot better than they played the first time. I think they came out a little fearful. We had a great crowd, fairly intimidated, and just didn't play their game. They're going to be drastically different at home. I believe coming into our game, they were 0-6 or 7 on the road. They just got their first road win at Lincoln. At home, you know, they've beat Hayes. They had a win early, another win early in the season at home. So they're pretty tough at their place. We're going to have to be ready to go. And it's a rivalry game. You might as well throw the records out the window and throw up the ball and see who wins.
First year head coach down there. What are you seeing different out of the Griffins this year than maybe in past years under Coach Smith?
It's tough to tell because it's so early. They played a lot harder early, but now they've kicked quite a few people off, so they're down in numbers. It's really difficult to tell at all. You know, that first season's always tough to see kind of some of the process stuff. I'm sure they kind of know what they're doing, but it's hard for me to judge.
Now, yesterday, the first regional rankings of the season came out. Northwest right now, the number 4 position in the regional rankings. I know your main concern right now is to take care of business game by game here, but just talk about the regional rankings and what that means to you right now.
Well, that'll fluctuate quite a bit. As the strength of schedules go up and down, you know, as teams play certain teams, it'll change. And So I think that top five has quite a bit of separation from 6, 7, 8, 9 and on through. You know, our goal is to continue to win, you know, beat Missouri Western and then obviously on through and you know, hopefully we're fortunate enough to make that. I think our strength of schedule really helps us stay up there. It'll help us not fluctuate too much to where we're not bouncing around from 4-8 or 4-1 or, you know, vice versa. It should keep us up there towards the top.
And one thing your win last night did, too, guarantees buying the first round to where your first game in the MIAA tournament is going to be down in Kansas City.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We love Kansas City tournament, and we get a good turnout from our fans and a lot of Northwest fans from Kansas City. You know, it's a big deal. I mean, this is the thing we look forward to every year. You know, especially if you're fortunate enough to win a couple games down there. That championship last year was as fun a game as we've been a part of. In tournament settings, the first game is always the toughest. So if we're fortunate enough to have one of those top seeds, then we'll play earlier in the day, and that first one's always the toughest.
All right, and before we let you go, we've got our student athlete on the men's side tonight, Tyler Funk, who's sitting over there getting ready to come up. Just talk a little bit about what Tyler's meant to your Bearcat program.
Well, you know, he's brought a lot of things as far as the toughness and tangibles go, and obviously just a winning mentality. That whole crew's really brought that to our program, and he's a huge part of that. He was the first of the bunch to commit. You know, and we were going to redshirt him his freshman year, I think, and then he started playing 10, 15 minutes a game as a true freshman. So it just does nothing but win, and obviously he's done that here, and we're on our way to hopefully beat another 20-win season. That'll be three of his 4 years. That's 20 wins. That's pretty impressive for a team that started off as a freshman as 10 wins, you know, that's probably as good a compliment as you give somebody as they're just a winner.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Up next, we'll be talking with Tyler Funk from the Bearcat men's team. That's coming up after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Joined now by a member of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team and Tyler Funk. And Tyler, good to have you with us this evening.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tyler, just talk about your senior year and some of the things that really come out of this year for you individually.
Senior year has been really special. You know, we had a really tough non-conference schedule, which I thought was good for us. Could have got a couple wins early that I wish we would have grabbed, but it's made us a lot tougher. And conference is going good. Dropped a couple, but we're right towards the top of where we want to be. So we got a couple games left here to finish it out.
19 wins so far this season. How much fun is it to be playing at the top of the conference here?
It's a lot of fun. You know, everyone's gunning for you, and we got to realize that everyone's coming for us. But it's a lot better than being towards the bottom and have to worry about if you're going to make the tournament or not, because I've been in both those situations. So definitely like being at the top.
Let's just talk about your role on the Northwest team. You're a guy who comes out and gives the team a lift coming off the bench, and just talk about how you see your role with Northwest.
Yeah, you know, it's changed from year to year, but I've talked to Coach Mack about what he expects from me early in the preseason every year. So this year is no different, coming off the bench, a lot of energy. Gives a defensive presence. I really like guarding the best player on the other team, and I take that challenge personally. So me and Wally have a lot of Matt Wallace do that responsibility a lot. So that's the main thing, you know, grab some O-boards and finish some open layups when I get the chance.
One of the things that Matt and I have talked about on the broadcast several times is just the knack you seem to have of drawing the charge on your player that you're defending there. Just kind of talk about the philosophy on what it takes to be able to do that and draw some charges out there.
Yeah, I learned that early in high school. You know, being a lot smaller in high school, I had about almost the same frame, a little bit smaller, probably weighed 130 or something ridiculous like that. So it was just a way to use my quickness, you know, really get in front of someone, cut them off, and they just can't go through you. And, you know, it's all anticipation and quickness. You know, I'd say the most thing is anticipation and seeing where they're going to be, because I don't think I'm the most overly quick player on the team. It's just knowing when that guy is going to really dip his shoulder and really taking it for the team, because it can be a huge momentum swing for our team.
And one thing too, it seems like, and you talked a little bit about going and getting a layup or something when you need it. It seems like you've been a little more aggressive going on the offensive side of things this season. But
yeah, I'm trying to lead to the free throw line a lot more. Not settle and really attack, you know, open up things for my teammates, but not forcing, you know, taking good shots, and my teammates do a good job putting me in some good positions to do that.
Now, you talk about your teammates. You got a couple guys there that you're very familiar with going through high school and everything, with Grant Cozad and Dylan Starzl. And talk about playing with those two guys all the way through your career, all the way through college, and what that means to you.
It's been quite a journey. It's been an awesome experience. I'm sad it's going to come to an end, but I know we're going to be friends forever. But it's been quite the experience. I mean, they recruited us, all three of us, out of high school, and it was just, you never really see that, three people from the same high school coming out. So we didn't even plan it like that. It just kind of happened. We like the coaching staff, and I think we expect certain levels of performance from each other, which is good, and we push each other. And it's just been a really, really fun ride.
Now, are there some things that you can do out on the court by the benefit of playing together for so many years where you just kind of know what each player is going to be doing out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know where exactly Dill. I mean, I've seen Dill try to get that post feed in the same spot now for 8 years, so I know he's going to be there when I come off that ball screen, and Grant likes to pop to a certain spot. Certain things like that. And then I think more than just gameplay, it's knowing what to say to him. I can go up to Dylan and say, hey, we really need you to kind of be a beast in there right now, and he understands that we have that kind of communication down.
And talk about the Kearney program that you came out of and what made that such a special program to play with.
First and foremost, I thought it was the coaches. You know, it was kind of similar to here at Northwest. We struggled the first year, my freshman year, when I played on varsity, and just kept building and building. State finalist my junior year, lost, and state chance my senior year. And it's just really Coach Belcher and my assistant coaches, Coach Ressler and Coach Fleming at the time, were just great, and, you know, really built us up from freshman all the way to senior.
And you feel like some of the success you've had in the college is because of the fundamentals and things you learned in that program?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's what we tried to bring here, you know, is a winning attitude, not just during the season, I'm talking off season, summer, everything, you know, practices, weightlifting sessions, you know. It's kind of a mentality that we kind of just built, the three of us, and just that we love to have, because, I mean, winning's a lot more fun than losing.
No doubt about that. And it really seems like overall with all the teammates you have on this Bearcat team, it seems like you guys have a special bond and relationship there.
Yeah, I mean, like Coach said, we have a lot of guys that could go play somewhere else. We have a lot of talented guys, and we're a close-knit group. We hang out off the court all the time, you know. We know each other pretty well, and we stay a lot of time in the summer, too. We put a lot of work in, so it's a lot of time with each other, and you get on each other's nerves sometimes, but it's a lot of love in the locker room, that's for sure.
As far as the next couple, 3 weeks for the team, again, as a senior, it's coming down to the wire here a little bit for you. What are some of the things you want to see happen with this team right now?
First and foremost, I would love a conference championship outright. I know we shared one when I was here, but I know, I mean, we all want to approach it one game at a time. But just looking forward to the position we're in, you don't get these many opportunities every year, you know, with a one-game lead or with four games to go, three games to go. And I think we really need to take advantage of it. And I'm looking forward to that challenge. And then just found out we clinched the first-round bye, and we're going to be playing in Kansas City. So that's exciting, too. And it's always a fun tournament down there.
Now, as far as after basketball, again, as a senior here, your playing days will be over relatively soon. But what's in store for the future for Tyler?
I actually have to finish. I'm doing my student teaching for physical education, and I'll be doing that in the fall. And then I want to go grad assistant somewhere D2 level. I mean, maybe here if it's open, but anywhere D2, D1, you know, just I love to coach. I have a real passion for that, so I'd love to do that.
All right. Well, Tyler, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Tyler Funk of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up from Carson Sports Grill right after this timeout on KXTV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And again, earlier during our program, we had some giveaways that we had here, and we might mention the last of the recipients of the giveaways. Devin Smith got a Bearcat koozie, also Jared Renfro a t-shirt, and Amy Worth a gift certificate. So, and she's happy about that over there, as well she should be. And again, with Matt Water, I'm John Coffey as we wrap up another edition of the Bearcat Coaches Show. And Matt, again, one of the things that Coach Smith talked about, and that Ben wants us to make sure to mention too, for students at Northwest Missouri State, an opportunity with their Northwest ID card to get in down at the Missouri Western on Saturday.
Go into the will call window, and you know, at that bottom door there where the circle drive is, so you walk in that door and you've got the will call window, show your ID, and if you're one of the first 100 Northwest students to do that, you will get in free. And free is always a good thing when you're a student, right? Or when you're not, I guess.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem to matter. There should be a good atmosphere down there. Northwest really travels well overall, but for that ball game, it seems like you see an awful lot of green and white down at this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Right. And, you know, and that's what makes that rivalry so much fun. You know, we saw a great crowd up here. We talked about it in that first game, is that both games end up being when students are around. And it hasn't always been that way with this rivalry. So I guess it's fair that they get to have their students there as well. But that's what makes the game so much fun, the rivalry so much fun, is to be a part of that, obviously for the players and coaches, but even as fans, it makes it more fun. And hopefully having an afternoon matchup will make it convenient for everybody to get down there.
And if they can't get down there, they can follow along on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 1:10 with their pregame for the women. Again, that'll be a 1:30 tip-off for the women. The men to tip off right around 3:30 or so. So a lot really on the line for both of those teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing that adds to it is, the two women's teams both playing for something. The Northwest men's team obviously playing for something. For Missouri Western's men, they'd love nothing more, you know, even though it's been a bit of a struggle in the season to knock off that top team. So it's just going to make both of those games that much more entertaining.
All right. I'd like to thank our guests for tonight's show, Monique Stevens from the Northwest women's basketball team, Tyler Funk from the Northwest men's team. Of course, the coaches, Michael Smith for the women and Ben McCollum for the men. And our thanks to Darren Perkins over to our left for helping with the setup and with the giveaways this evening. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for this program comes from the Northwest Alumni Association. In partnership with KXCV-KRNW, the Alumni Association's Turin Bearcats plan a 7-day Alaska cruise along the Inside Passage. For questions or booking information, 800-869-6806.
You're listening to Public Radio on 90.5 KXCV Maryville and 88.9 KRNW Chillicothe. Overnight, you can expect it to be blustery with a low of 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. On into the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 30s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 31. Currently 35 in Maryville and 39 in Chillicothe. Once again, this is KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Beethoven. The guy must have had a hilarious sense of humor those few times when it came out.